AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, September 10th. Actually, one day before my 49th birthday. Happy birthday to me as I celebrate myself. Well, in a second, because I have a special guest. So with the WNBA playoffs starting next week, NBA starting to ramp up, I wanted to bring my good friend Kate Constable on to join us today as we kind of go through all things basketball. Kate, welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast.
Coach, happy early birthday. I'm honored to be on with you before the big day.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, my students have already made fun of me and they've already put me at 50, but I'm not there yet. speaking of not there yet, there seems to be a lot of drama as we begin our tip-off topics with Chicago. Sweet home Chicago. I'm not going to sing it, but it ain't sweet home for Angel Reese. There was a report that came out from NBA Central that talked about maybe Angel Reese looking to move on. They think that she needs to get the hell out of there. Chicago is probably the worst run organization in the league. You're going to suspend your best player just because she's putting pressure on you to get better. That was embarrassing to see. This is perfect for Kate being on because Kate is from Chicago, so she is piped in. Kate, what are your thoughts on what's going on with the Chicago Sky and Angel Reese?
I think it's just a mess all around, right? Like, I mean, you have your best player coming out and saying she needs better players around her, essentially just throwing a bunch of shade at her teammates. And then this comes out and says that you need to cater to Angel Reese. Like, they kind of need to make up their mind on what type of organization they want to be and who they want to be. And Angel Reese, I think, needs to take a little bit more accountability too. And she needs to pick a lane. Like, she racks up a ton of stats. She's a great player. She's great at what she does, but is she really impacting winning? Is she impacting winning as a number one player would be, as an Nafisa Collier would be, as an Asia Wilson? I don't think so. And so how do you sit there and say that you want better players on your team and essentially putting down your own teammates mid-season and end of season, but during the season when you aren't a true number one player overall? And that's not to say she never can be. She's still a really young player, but like, you can't exactly call your organization out for needing better players to help you win when you yourself think of yourself as a number one player. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm kind of talking, I don't know, a little backwards here, but like, if you want to be a number one player and you want yourself to be viewed as that, then that's one thing. But then you can't be calling out the organization for not helping you win at all when you don't like the players that you're playing with.
And I think if you really dig deeper with the Chicago Sky folks, this organization literally 5 seasons ago, 2021, won the WNBA championship. And it has been such a terrible decline of what's going on. You could talk about the fact of James Wade making trades, trading Kalia Copper, and then leaving midseason to go join the Toronto Raptors as an assistant. You could talk about bringing Teresa Weatherspoon, who I thought did a really good job in the beginning of the 2024 season, had that team about 500, and then they trade away Marina Mabry, who was the only guard they have. Now, yep. They could get it back in a draft pick now, But they trade Marina Mabry, then they turn around, and then obviously they fire Teresa Weatherspoon, and it's been a hot mess. You go and, you know, draft Cardozo and Reese, basically two of the same player, meaning bigs, that can't step out and shoot. So it's a little bit of a clown show when you talk about the Chicago Sky. I will say this about Chicago. It is a proud city, a proud basketball city for a long time. People think about Chicago, think about the Bears, think about the Cubs and the White Sox. You go back and look at the history of those players, not talking about Michael Jordan, but Isaiah Thomas and Mark Aguirre growing up in Chicago, right? They're, you know, Simeon High School, Derrick Rose, obviously Benji Wilson, who obviously died, which is a great documentary. That is a basketball city. They got to get this under control. And I think you're right, Kate. They need to pick a lane. Because to me, yes, I don't like Angel Reese calling out her teammates, but she ain't wrong about it. She's definitely not wrong. No, she's not wrong at all. Go ahead, Kate.
No, she's not wrong that they do need to, the organization needs to do a better job of assembling a team, the front office there. Like, the team that they have doesn't exactly make sense altogether. So I understand her point, but at the same time, like, either you're a, she's a really good number two, right, on a team. Like, if this were the NBA, we talk about number ones and number twos, even number threes all the time. And Zach LaVine being here in Chicago for so long before he was traded to Sacramento was the number one here on this team. But is he a true number one in being able to impact winning enough to bring a team a championship? I don't think so. The organization ultimately said we don't think so, which is why, and I mean, contract stuff, of course, there's all that mixed in with it. But that's kind of how I see Angel Reese here. And you're right, the city, like, if this basketball team, if this organization is good, if they're playing fun basketball, if they're playing at a high level, you're going to put butts in those seats. Like, people want to go out and support that team. They want to watch the Sky, but there's just been so much turmoil, whether it's in the locker room, whether it's the front office, whether it's with certain players. And I mean, even just the mess of the other night, like, they suspend Angel for the first half for her comments, and then she's a healthy scratch in the second half. Like, what is that? It just seems like madness, and this organization needs to get it back on the right path, because even if you go back, like, Elena Deladon was here for a while. She wanted out. Like, you've had a lot of really good players that have wanted mm-hmm. out of the Chicago organization. And some of that was maybe solved a little, or at least put a Band-Aid over it by the championship that Candace Parker brought and that team, which was great. But if you look at the team as a whole over the past couple decades, like, this has been a team that's had a lot of issues, and good players have been on this team and have wanted out of this team.
And listen, it's deeper than that. Candace Parker left. They traded Kalia Copper. Sylvia Fowles was there. You know, you actually had Quigley and Courtney Vandersloot. They've had, you know, Elizabeth Williams. I mean, they've had really good players for a long time. Emma Messman, who now is with the Liberty. They've had really good players for a long time. It's really a shame. We're going to get to a couple of things really quick before the commercial break. First, Caitlin Clark, she is out for the season. Not shocked, because she never really ramped up the 5-on-5. Kate, in your mind, did Indiana make the right call by shutting her down for the season?
1,000%. 1,000%. Just look at their roster. Like, they've been so decimated by injuries this year, and injuries happen in basketball, but with the active roster that they have right now, you're not winning a championship. And I don't think you risk Caitlin Clark being further injured or aggravating this groin injury even more, where a lot of her off season is spent rehabbing versus spending it getting her better and ready for the next season. So I think they made the right choice.
Yeah, I agree. I think Caitlin Clark had to be shut down. We'll get to the Valkyries. I think that has been arguably the best season. Coach DeConcey has done a great job getting this team to make the playoffs in the first season. Should she be named head coach of the year in the WNBA?
I mean, I think so. You talk about how difficult it is to bring an expansion team into the league and have success in your first season. Like, that's fairly unheard of. And not only have success, but they're in the playoffs. So I think she certainly deserves to win Coach of the Year. There's a lot of different candidates that could potentially, you could make a case for them, but I think just with this being an expansion team and how difficult that is, she certainly deserves it in my eyes.
And then quickly, Carl Semenko, sorry. They've made 29th win for the Atlanta Dream. How dangerous could this team be in the playoffs with that double barrel big system of Brianna Jones and then obviously BG?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that I would not want to face in the first round. Certainly, I think they could go deep. I think they could be a finals team. They're someone that I've had my eye on long before they were really in this position early on in the season. I thought they were underrated coming in. So I think they're going to be very dangerous.
Coming up next, well, we're going to go to the NBA because there's stuff to talk about as Kate Constable stays with me on the Betting About the Ring podcast. We'll be back after this commercial break.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. I'm joined with Kate Constable. So now we move to the NBA with our tip-off topics. I mean, we started in Chicago with the WNBA. We might as well start with Chicago and the NBA as Josh Giddey has finally signed a four-year, $100 million deal to stay with the Chicago Bulls, as reported by Shams Charania, of course, because Shams reports everything before everybody else. So, Kate, give me your thoughts on, one, Giddey getting the contract, but two, give me what your thoughts are on a Chicago Bulls team that I finally think has decided to blow it up and start over.
Ooh, I hope that's the case, that they decide to blow it up and start over. I'm not sure it is because of the owners of this. The Reinsdorfs, like, they love to be just in the mix every year. They love the play-in tournament because you put some more people in the seats, you get an extra game or two, you make a little bit more money. This organization has been needing to blow it up for a long time. So hopefully they do, because it's long overdue. I mean, in terms of Josh Giddey, like, I saw the news come in yesterday and I kind of thought, cool, like, good for him. It doesn't do anything for the Bulls. Giddey's a really good player. And, like, yes, you need to sign a player like that. And they gave him a lot more than they initially, the initial agreement or initial kind of... what am I looking for? Like, the framework of the proposal. The proposal was around 88 mil total for the 4 years, and Giddey got up to 100. So good for Giddey and his camp. I mean, he deserved to get paid. He's, a kind of a do-it-all player for Chicago. But in terms of, like, does Giddey make Chicago a true competitor? No. No.
And I agree.
He needs to be blown up, right? Like, Giddey's a really solid player. I mean, he could have a triple-double almost every night, but he's not – the Bulls are not winning a championship with Josh Giddey. Giddey is one of their top players.
And I think that's the thing. Josh Giddey cannot be your number one or 1A, like Becky Hammond would say. No. This has got to be probably, to me, your number three, a kind of Jack do-it-all kind of guy. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Chicago. They did extend Billy Donovan, which I'm like, if I'm Billy Donovan, do I even want to stay there at this point? I always thought he would go back to college, where I think he was obviously fantastic at the University of Florida. But to me, Chicago puts themselves as what they are in the Central. They're the worst team in the division. I mean, listen, I'm fading Milwaukee like crazy, but they are the worst team in that division in my mind by far. When you look at the restricted free agent market, One other player that just signed last week was Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas, along with Josh Giddey and Jonathan Kuminga, all were looking for, sit down, folks, $30 million a year. Here's the problem. He got 1 year, $6 million. $6 million from the only team that had salary cap room. So what does he do? He gives himself an opportunity in 2026 where 10-plus teams will be under the cap. Kate, what are your thoughts on Cam Thomas, someone that can score a lot of points but doesn't really do a hell of a lot of anything else?
No, he really doesn't at all. So, I mean, I kind of think if he can grow his game this next year and prove in 2026 that he is someone that can do more than just scoring and really impact winning, like maybe he is someone who tries out free agency and gets a bigger contract than what the Nets are giving him. Because, I mean, a one-year, $6 million deal, that's probably the right valuation for Cam Thomas. Going $30 million is absolutely insane for a player like Cam Thomas. He can score. He's a solid player in this league. But you talk about 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B. Like, where do you put Cam Thomas in that? He's not a $30 million player.
Scoring 1A, defense, 5F. And that's not a seat that you put on a plane. Let's move on to P.J. Washington, four-year, $90 million extension to stay with Dallas. Dallas is such an intriguing team coming up this year, Kate. I know they have the injury to Kyrie Irving, but you look at P.J. Washington, you look at Gafford, you look at Lively, you look at Klay Thompson, you put it together. They brought in D'Angelo Russell, and of course, Cooper Flagg. This team, to me, sneaky team to go over their win total this year. I think they're better than people think. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Mavericks?
I mean, I think Nico Harrison really lucked into the first overall pick. Like, I saved his job by those ping pong balls bouncing in his way. This is a good roster. This is a team I think goes over its win total. This is a team that I think could compete in the playoffs. I mean, I hate to say it because I'm Team Luka, and so I kind of wanted to hate the Mavs for how dirty they did him. But, like, this is a team that has a lot of talent on it and has some depth too, especially when Kyrie Irving comes back. If he's able to at some point in the spring, they could be a dangerous team. So yeah, re-signing PJ Washington, I think it's a good move for the Mavs, something they had to do, and they're going to be a dangerous team.
And this is, they're going to be the what if team. What if they stay healthy? And it's more than that. P.J. Washington's an injury prompt. We know about Anthony Davis. You could talk about Lively missing time. You could talk about Gafford. Klay Thompson up in age. D'Angelo Russell up in age. So it'll be interesting. One thing to look at for this season, Cooper Flagg rebounds plus assists. I think they put the ball in his hands and let him be a playmaker where he was at Duke. One last thing. The NBA has finally listened to Coach Young. 2026 All-Star Game. Looking like some kind of U.S. versus the world. Kate, thoughts? Could this be something that could generate more interest and maybe the players playing harder during All-Star Weekend?
Yeah, I think 1,000%. This is a great idea to have the world versus the U.S. And I like that the players and players union presented this format to the competition. So they're already saying we would be on board for this. This might make us be a little bit more invested because, I mean, coach, the All-Star game, the past, I don't know, five, six, like it's awful. It's awful to watch. So, I mean, they need to continue to try things. And I think the world versus the U.S. players, that is something that will get players more competitive for sure. So I'm not holding my breath. This is going to be the one that fixes everything, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
I will say this. If the whole world, those guys all play, folks, they could be favored. Coming up next, after the commercial break, we'll get into our WNBA award tour, where we'll look at the championship odds for the WNBA playoffs as it should start next week. And we'll get into a buzzer beater on Rival, More Money, Lockout, WNBA. They may be in trouble. We'll be back with our award tour after this commercial break. Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. I'm joined with Kay Constable. As now we go into our WNBA award tour as we break down future markets. As the WNBA playoffs are about to begin next week, it's a good time for us to kind of reset and look at who could possibly win the WNBA championship. Minnesota Lynx have secured the number one seed. The number two seed, two and three are up in the air. If Las Vegas wins out, they are the two seed. Three will most likely be Atlanta. Four has been secured by Phoenix because they have the tiebreaker versus the Liberty. Liberty are five. Indiana, Golden State, that is 6-7. No, I'm not cracking a joke. And the Seattle Storm is going to be the eighth seed at 23-21. Kate, in your mind, give me who you think wins the WNBA championship. And then out of Indiana, Golden State, Seattle, who could kind of mess around with this playoffs and pull an upset in round one?
I think the Las Vegas Aces win the title. I mean, in sports, you talk about who's playing the best at the right time. 15 straight wins, this team is playing pretty good. And then you look at how the schedule, the bracket might shake out, and 4-5 play each other. And then I believe if I have this right, the Lynx would play the winner of 4-5 in the second round. And that's a tough matchup. Like, that's a finals matchup right there. So I think the path for the Aces is easiest to get to the finals, and they're playing extremely well right now. So they would be right now my winner, plus 380, decent odds as well. In terms of those teams that can give you some trouble, the Seattle Storm have played Minnesota really well. They're going to match up right now, and they beat the Lynx twice this season. The other two games were very close. They're just a team that's so hot and so cold. Like, they're so inconsistent that worries me with Seattle. I don't think the Fever are going to be a problem at all. The Valkyries have a great home court advantage, and that's going to be huge in the playoffs. So if you made me choose, Storm would be number one. I wouldn't want to see Valkyries number two, Fever three.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that other side of the bracket, I think that's why you see those teams, particularly Vegas, trying to make sure they keep winning, because I think they want to get away from the Phoenix, New York, Minnesota side of the bracket. So it's almost like, and it's interesting because I do think the reason why the Liberty are still the second favorite odds is people keep looking at the back of the jersey and not how they're playing on the front of the jersey. I do agree with you. Las Vegas, and I've been on New York all year, I have not seen enough out of New York that I think that they could win the title. When it comes down to making a run or being dangerous, I do agree. It's the Seattle Storm. I think they are going to be dangerous. The problem with Seattle is this. If you get into games and betting live, go the other way if it's close, because that team finds incredible ways to lose night in and night out. Now, finals prediction. You're going with who? Las Vegas versus who in the finals?
I'm going to go Las Vegas, Minnesota in the finals. I still think that the Lynx have a lot to them. I love Nafisa Collier, so I'm going those two in the finals.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I know Cheryl Reeves wants a piece of the New York Liberty. They felt they got robbed on that call late in Game 5, which he did. And remember, it took a Sabrina and Nessie wild three from about 30 feet to beat them in Game 3. I'm going to say the Liberty find a way to get to the finals. And Las Vegas, who lost to the Liberty last year, they get revenge. And the Vegas Aces, and it's the first time I've said this year, the Vegas Aces will win the WNBA championship. Let's get to the buzzer beater and what a difference a year makes for Unrivaled. Unrivaled announced earlier today that they're adding two more teams, and now a league that had a valuation last year of $35 million has one of $340 million. There's already talk about Kiki Ioffe possibly going in. She kind of had a press conference where she was kind of mum. She may be going in to it. Maybe they try and get Caitlin Clark this year. Kate, what are your thoughts on Unrivaled? And is this a problem with negotiations with the WNBA?
$350 million evaluation in the second year of this is wild, wild. Like, bravo to those that put this league together. And it's a big problem going into negotiations. This is not something that I don't think the league wants. It's not going to help the league in this. If anything, I think it helps the players. So this is huge. And I mean, they announced this right before October 31st is when the two sides have to agree. Like, the timing of this announcement is very questionable.
Well, thanks, Kay, for coming on to Betting Above the Rim podcast. For all things sports gambling, download the Sports Grid app, pregame, in-game, postgame, props, predictions, and more. For my producer, Maddie George, and of course, Kay, thank you for coming on. Thanks for listening, folks. And always remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.